Okay. So, Drew, you're now working with the HEAR Network as part of their Cornerstone funded project, and not just the HEAR Network, a number of other networks that have joined for this project. Can you tell us a little bit about a way how you see network mapping is going to be useful?
I think what I have to say right at the start is that I don't know. We still have to be able to work with the various partners, you know, to see what how the network approach might suit what they do. So there are conversations to be had there with every one of the partners, but we'll be saying, this is what network maps can do, here's what network analysis can do, here's how you can use it. I'm hoping to strike a few light bulbs there where they will say, oh, wait a minute, we can just do that and we can then start building on that. There's been enough interest for them to get involved in the project so far, right? And network mapping has been very much up front in the way the whole thing has been presented. But there's still a big role, I think, for HEAR, and particularly for the network development officer, or whatever, I mean, I can't remember what they call them, manager, yeah, I don't know, who will have to promote the whole network idea that's within HEAR, with the partners. Yeah, and we can back them up by providing training, by providing examples, by helping them construct maps, etc. But eventually, the network development manager and their counterparts in the various networks have to own them. We have to do ourselves a job here, right? So that when we leave, they're still using this as a natural part of how they do. And that I think is the biggest hurdle in this whole thing. The tech stuff you can get through from manuals, from training, but the biggest hurdle is getting people to believe, ah, yeah, we can use this, and just to feel comfortable with it. There's no doubt there's what you might call a network perspective. People are thinking networks, and who tend to think across things, you know, across organizations, and not in silos. But people with a rather different mentality, what you might call an organizational mentality, you know, think in terms of the vertical silo. You know, so if you talk about top down and bottom up, you know, they're both using the same structures. And the people who tend to get promoted in organizations are organizational people, not necessarily network people. So what we're looking for is bottom across.
Okay,
Well,
and I
sorry,
know I'm.
that might be went a bit outside what we've got
No, it's fine.
done. No.
I know you've only met all the partners once, I think.
Yes.
Were there any ideas that came to the fore at that meeting? Do you have any inklings for where you think?
I don't think it was that kind of meeting, to be honest. I mean, the partners really wanted to know what network mapping is all about. And most of my contribution to the meeting was as a presentation to say, here's what you can do. And at that point, I think they were thinking, well, how's this going to impact us? What sort of time is it going to take us to do this? How's it going to impact our members? Everybody was just very much exploring the interface between the network maps and the way that they work normally. As we progress with the partners, it's really important that the partners on board, that they understand this stuff and promote it within their organization. So that it's not a case of just one person within any one of the partners who's trying to promote this stuff, but the whole organization believes in network.
Okay, and in terms of your understanding of what the HEAR Network themselves are looking to achieve?
I don't know. I haven't talked to them yet,
Okay,
right?
yeah, that's fine.
No.
Yeah. Not muted.